T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so give a listen to this. And I'm not out against the Southmoreland School Board, but it is emblematic, probably the right word here, of elected officials on certain bodies, school boards being one, that seemingly have too much to hide. And if you don't have anything to hide, then let us know what you got going on. So this is a story from The Trib that I noticed today. I'll just read bits and pieces of it here. So the Southmoreland School Board, they're reviewing a policy that would end the live streaming of its meetings in favor of posting a video recording after the meeting's done. So it comes a month after school director Catherine Fike. She's a retired school psychologist. She was accused by the board of disclosing confidential information about a student's mental health status during the public comment period of the September 16th meeting. Now, her comments were removed from the meeting's recording. The board's live stream policy will be under review for 30 days. Now, a draft of the policy states meetings will be recorded and the district will review the meeting recording to ensure compliance with all applicable district policies and federal and state regulations. The recording will be posted on the district's YouTube page within 24 hours following the conclusion of the meeting, this draft policy says. No, just play the meeting in real time and get rid of the people, or don't elect the people who can't adhere to the rules in real time. Life happens in real time. You don't get to edit it. Like, if I say something really ridiculous into this microphone, I have a big red button, but it still goes out over YouTube, and I get fired. Like Don Imus. Fired. Life happens in real time. Anyway, I continue. The video recording of any public board meeting is not considered the official record of the meeting and is not a public record available for inspection or copying, the draft policy says. Well, to my eyes, it's a pretty official record if you don't edit it. It's a videotape of the exact things that happened. I continue. The superintendent here at Southmoreland, Jason Boone, he said he reached out to the other 16 school districts in Westmoreland County regarding their live streaming policies and practices. Only one other district in the county has a live stream policy. That's Greensburg-Salem. They approved a policy in March reducing live streaming only to their voting meetings. Now, the board voted 7-1 at a special meeting to remove Fike from this position. She sent a letter to the superintendent and the board arguing she was denied due process. So that's all in the works. They should get rid of the lady. If she is discussing private matters during this meeting of someone's mental health, get rid of her. And the board did the right thing here. But let's get back on task at 866-391-1020. This isn't 1958 anymore. Whether you're a school board, whether you're a municipality, any public entity like that, especially those two public entities, like your township or your municipality or your school board, we have the technology, and I don't want to hear that we don't. They should be in real time live streamed. Okay? Now, when I say that, and I'll get resistance from some people at 866-391-1020. When I say that, the resistance is, well, no. If you have nothing to hide and you're in an elected position and you are representing people, what's the hangup? Everything said in that meeting, unless you go into executive session, which is fine not to televise. We have the technology in 2025 for all those meetings to be real-time live streamed. Because here's the other thing. If you videotape them like this, and then you say, they'll be up within 24 hours, it brings into focus people like me and plenty other people wondering what's been edited out. And not everybody can get there. And it's fair to taxpayers to, if the technological capability exists, and it does, to have that piped onto the web. I think more people should push for that. I think it should happen. And I don't think people should take no for an answer. It isn't all that cost prohibitive, if cost prohibitive at all. It keeps a connection to the community, or in this case, the school community. And it offers a big level of transparency. What do you have to hide? You know, I think the policy is much the same in our school district, where it's videotaped and it's up like 24 hours later. It's not the biggest fight in the world. It just isn't. But if you have those capabilities to set a still camera up there, and you have it piped out and pumped out to your community in real time, it shows me a level of being able to be honest with them. When you need to get into, well, I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll put it up 48 hours later. It'll be on a YouTube site, and it'll remain up for 72 hours. It feels like you're hiding something. There's no two ways about it for me. That's just the way it feels. I'm not accusing people of hiding something. But again, it's 2025. There are a lot of people who can't get to these meetings. They don't get home from work in time. There are people who are older people that can't get out. They're still taxpayers. The world has become a place where it's okay to attend things virtually. It's all right to be in attendance in real time, virtually, not in the same room. The expectation from our municipalities and our school districts, which are funded by us, should be we should have access. I'm not asking for comment virtually, but we should have access in real time to these meetings. 100% so. There's no two ways about it. I don't think Southmoreland's hiding anything. Hell, they ran this woman off, and rightly so. But this policy is ridiculous. And it's not just their policy. At least they're trying to have one. The policy is ridiculous for all school districts to have policies like this. Get your tech person, who's making a ton of money at school districts, some of them over $100,000, set up a camera, put it on your Facebook page, put it on your YouTube page, and show the community that you're A-OK with being honest in real time.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming! Your cold is coming! When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.